first goal of the season. How did that feel for you?
Yeah, it was nice to get the goal. Obviously, it's better when you score, and then I think that would have been a big game for us to win. Fortunately, Saturday, the incident there, we couldn't regroup, but we're lucky that we played tomorrow night. And, quick turnaround and hopefully get them back on track again here.
Did you think that one in? Because I watched the highlights, saw the reaction. It looked like you thought you scored, but it wasn't 100%.
Yeah, well, I thought it originally went in, but I didn't hear the whistle go, so I second-guessed myself, but then I seen the goal light went on, so it was big relief. I mean, last season, I don't think I scored until January 1st, so it's nice to get one out of the way fairly early in the year.
What's it been like in the room with so many guys in and out of the lineup? Of course, you got five guys up with the Jets right now. You've had your own share of injuries with the team. A lot of guys bemoaning the fact that the lineup is in such flux, or everybody just rolling with it?
I think we're rolling with it pretty well. We have a pretty good leadership group here that kind of welcomes everybody in. I mean, as soon as you walk in the locker room, you're part of the team immediately. So, we had a guy like Dan Salvo, for example. I mean, he steps in the lineup and makes an immediate impact. I mean, he's one of our better players the last stretch here. So, I mean, a guy like that comes up, he's an impact, and he's a valuable guy in the locker room and on the ice.
And then guys trying to, I guess, pick up the slack and maybe do a little more for the team to help out?
That's right. It presents an opportunity for everybody, especially young guys. I mean, another guy, Jimmy Lodge, he's been producing here. I mean, he's already had 5 points down in the last few games here. So, I mean, guy like that, it's same thing for him. He didn't score a goal until the end of the season last year. And the opportunity that he's been presented this year, I mean, being in and on the lineup to start the season and now contributing.
Right. Such a big stretch of games away from home. Now that you sort of just get two back here in Winnipeg, how key are these two to play well before you go back on the road?
That's key. I mean, the road. It's a real good opportunity, especially going on a 12-day road trip that early in the season, to really get to know each other, get to know each other as a group, and who some of the guys are as people off the ice. But, I mean, now we're back on home ice. We have the best building to play in the American Hockey League, so we have to really take advantage of that, and we have to win these home games.
Have you guys had a morning skate at MTS Center before this year, or is this going to be the first one tomorrow?
No, I think we've had one here earlier. Yeah, it's nice when you can stay in one building for the whole day.
Especially for two straight days.
It is nice, yeah. It is nice, and then practice here today. It does make a difference. It's something small, but it does make a difference.
How so?
It's nice. I mean, you get to feel the game rink again, and tomorrow morning we come down here. It's just it's good for the equipment guys. It's good for the players. It's good for us to just be here and put some mindset into game mode right away being at this building.
What was it like going to the Tucson for the first time?
It was good. It was a good experience. I mean, obviously it's a new location in the league, and I mean, they're pretty fortunate to play in a location like that. But, I mean, playing in Arizona, the fans showed up. It was a good atmosphere to play in, and they're obviously a pretty solid team. Their special teams are pretty effective, obviously, but it was a cool experience to play in Arizona.